As you look around, take in that you are in the midst of one of the most beautiful, ecologically significant, and culturally important landscapes on the planet. My name is Kevin Gorman, and I'm the Executive Director of Friends of the Columbia Gorge, and welcome to the largest national scenic area in the country, the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area. One of the most important things when the National Scenic Area was created was protecting the gateway to the Western Gorge to make sure that sprawl and development did not seep in from Troutdale or from Washougal and then into the gorge. So places like Steigerwald Lake National Wildlife Refuge were huge pieces of protecting that gateway. And in the early 1980s, before the National Scenic Area even existed, local conservationists and bird enthusiasts were pushing to protect the Steigerwald area. It was a great place to see wildlife, but it had also been considered as a site for a future nuclear power plant. And so well before the National Scenic Area was created, before land acquisition was occurring there, these local residents worked with Friends of the Columbia Gorge and others to try to protect Steigerwald. Eventually, the Trust for Public Land bought it to temporarily protect it, and today it is a National Wildlife Refuge. So what you see today is a great example of a what if. There literally could have been a nuclear power plant sitting right where the Steigerwald National Wildlife Refuge is. And in recent years, Steigerwald got a wonderful makeover because of the work that the Lower Columbia Estuary Partnership did, as well as Friends of the Columbia Gorge Land Trust in purchasing 160 acres on the east end. With that purchase and the estuary partnership, a project was created to enhance salmon resting places in the Lower Columbia. There are not many places where migrating salmon have the ability to pause, rest, and gather their strength. So this project became the largest restoration project for salmon recovery on the Lower Columbia that's ever occurred. A $34 million project that actually removed the dikes at Steigerwald and is allowing what was originally wetland, converted to farmland, go back to wetlands. And so now Steigerwald is a true wildlife refuge. It's not simply farmlands that birds enjoy. Steigerwald is just a wonderful example of the importance of protection, but then also the importance of trying to restore a landscape to what it was before settlement came in and diked and farmed and really changed the landscape so dramatically.